Before you start this, you have to describe the costume.
Oh, no, I will. That's part of it. That's totally part of it. And I will see if I can still do this, because I have a picture to show you guys. Well, really, you, because I think both of you have seen
I've tried
primary
the
costume.
The bear.
I think I've tried
the bear.
Yeah. Yes.
I love the bear.
Oh, you were a bear.
Yeah, you killed it.
Sorry.
You really did.
Yeah, it's not like TC Bear.
Cute.
Well,
yeah, and you have to watch out for the screensaver again.
She doesn't know what kind of bear, so that'll be a surprise, too.
There will be a surprise. Hush, hope it's a panda bear.
I'm not going to say what kind of bear it is.
If I was going to be a mascot of any kind of bear, panda would be my choice. Is a koala a kind of bear?
It is. It's a koala bear, yeah.
I would actually want to be a koala bear if I were a mascot.
That'd be the laziest, most adorable mascot ever.
Just eating eucalyptus leaves.
Except for hanging out in a tree. You could be a koala bear without the eucalyptus, because I heard that they're vicious when they are not on, because they're just high all the time, is what I heard. That's what I was told.
Okay, so I'm going to try to tell this story while I access the photo in question that really speaks to what I was going for. So, I've been with Frontier Communications for 4 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Started there as an intern where I came home summer break. I was going to find a, kick around job and then, have a fun summer. But my dad had a business partner whose intern dropped after the first week. And said, your resume is perfect for this. They need somebody right away. You're not doing anything yet. Go. So I go and I interview. My boss is Burgess and, really, really welcoming, really wanted to make sure that I got on track right away. Definitely hopped on. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I was an intern for that summer, went back to school, graduated, came home January, and, right after I got back, call from Burgess, we need you again, please come back in. So I was an intern for a full year. So 15 odd months as an intern, because it's really, when you think of intern, it's really gopher, go-getter, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to do essentially anything. I had a background in graphic design, and I grew up in a marketing family, so I could hold my own to start, but they're always just the odd jobs. One thing was, so our company name, Frontier. And there is no corporate mascot because it's really hard to think of a mascot for a telephone, internet, and TV company.
Mm-hmm.
But Burgess took an idea and ran with it. Frontier. So you think of the word frontier, first you think of the airline.
Yep.
And you get past that. But then you think of, the animals on the tail of the airline.
Because,
mm-hmm. It could be an eagle. It could
Wild
be...
frontier.
Exactly. How about a bear?
Think wild, you think bears.
You think bear. But you think this would be mascot worthy, so we would want to have an approachable bear.
Mm-hmm.
TC bear.
Don't want to scare anyone away.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And yes, it worked.
Yogi-esque.
Absolutely.
So, you want to always have something that can be put in front of kids, but would you introduce your kids to this?
That's terrifying. You have fangs. You've
That's actually not me. I built a skeleton for the thing because
I want
to
see it again.
There's more to this story.
So
this very terrifying bear. Which I will post a picture of this, and I will set myself.
There are also mittens with claws.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot. First, there is a fat suit that you put on with this.
Guys, will you lean into the mics? Yeah, there we go.
I can lean into the mic.
Well, then you won't be heard.
I don't
And we want you to be heard. You have important things to say.
And I moved everything so close. So
and they have these new ring things.
If we can get that far without it... it tipping.
Trying to hit me in the face. Thank you.
Giving you good distance.
Just scoot forward, you know.
Comfortably.
And comfy. Yeah.
Okay, so with this costume, first there was a fat suit.
Mm-hmm.
So... you're wearing a carpet, essentially.
Yes.
And then you're throwing a good, I'd say, 3 inches of foam onto that, formed as a belly, so you just have this pocket of hot air, which is really uncomfortable. And then, you know, the head is a full-encompassing, sitting right on the shoulders, helmet, like literal football helmet, with the bare head around it, with, you know, real-looking teeth and a tongue that's sitting in there that looks like a giant slab of bacon. Where if you shook the head back and forth, the tongue wobble
around.
Very awkwardly left and right. But you saw through the mouth.
Does it hang?
That's where you could see.
Does the tongue hang out of the mouth on either
side? It's right to the edge of the teeth.
Okay.
It's very close. So,
awesome.
Frontier is located right behind the Burnsville Mall.
Okay.
And we have a kiosk there.
Okay.
Currently unmanned. It's just, you know, Dish Network playing whatever they're doing and a couple of our brochures sitting out. Mm-hmm. Before, there used to be people at it. And every now and then, the bear would show up.
Yes.
So one time in my reign, as intern, I had to go over to the mall as the bear in a 2-hour window of working.
Oh, my.
And this means 2 hours of sitting in the bear costume completely with a 10-15 minute break where I was allowed to take off the helmet.
And drink water.
Yes, and hydrate ridiculously. I had 12 small children run screaming, screaming away. And it's
bear in the mall.
Yeah, because as AJ had mentioned, that like the hands, it wasn't like just mittens. It was mittens with claws glued in. So even if I tried to do like the low five, I could cut somebody.
That is ridiculous.
I actually went to visit Dan that day,
and it was very, very awkward.
Yeah.
No, not because you were visiting, because that same day, the only people who were interested in me were, I'm going to ballpark, 13 to 15-year-old girls.
Oh, okay.
What?
Because they really wanted to talk to Mr. Bear.
Okay.
And, of course, I was not supposed to talk because I'm a mascot. What the fuck am I supposed to say?
Yeah. I'm hungry.
Hey, girls.
And so I had hey, a coworker with me as my handler.
Right.
Who had to shoo them away multiple times.
always got to have a handler.
Girls because always go for the tough one, like the bear.
Dangerous, like, very dangerous. Yeah.
Strong like bear.
Not the mall rat, the mall bear.
The mall bear.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
I mean, that's that's the sort of costume I design.
Right.
Because I hate children. But, you know, it's...
I'm really hoping that the other... What? It doesn't look like the other one made on here. But the other thing I was... Same job, another intern gig. I was a kangaroo.
Okay.
And I believe these pictures made it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So
when I think Frontier, I think kangaroos.
Well, actually, we had partnered with another company called Moveroo, where if anyone was moving from one place to another and they wanted to transfer their garbage, they wanted to make sure their garbage service was set up, they wanted to make sure their phone was set up, they want to make sure everything was set up, so we could get people to move from one telecom company to another. So we could bounce stuff off Quest when they were Quest and share and make sure that nobody from cable was getting anything because they're our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Bastards.
So I was supposed to go through the call center in Burnsville in this kangaroo costume. So I called around. I had to actually bounce around the different costume shops, find a rentable kangaroo costume. As luck would have it, the Guthrie had one.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
But
nah, I'm not surprised either.
Thinking that it was a Guthrie costume, try to guess the color scheme of the kangaroo. If you can remember, either of you, from Facebook.
Was it a Seussical sort of kangaroo? I'm guessing like yellow and pink.
You're very close.
I'm going to say it's the Guthrie colors, the just primary colors, red, blue, yellow.
No, no, it was orange and pink.
Well, those go what? Together nicely.
Like, base color, mm-hmm. primary fur, orange, because, then, you know, kangaroos, orange, makes sense. Yeah. And, you know, the chest and pouch,
yeah,
pink. But the thing was, the pouch was very worn out. So it hung down in a very awkward way. Oh. And I feel like pink was just the wrong choice.
That is
to be
poor
as
kangaroo.
Vague yet dirty as possible.
Oh my God.
This thing should have been retired years ago.
But only mother kangaroos have the pouches, don't they?
Well, no one knew that it was a guy under it in the first place.
Just saying.
Again, not allowed to say anything because I'm a mascot.
You should have just put a little baby kangaroo in your pouch. And then people
like,
wouldn't really...
It would have been dragging on the ground.
Then you should have had a cigarette dangling out of your mouth and a beer in your hand. Like, worst kangaroo mother ever. Just sort of drags her baby around. What do you want?
Teach children a lesson. That's a good one.
Don't be like kangaroo mommy.
That's funny.
So that was my extent as a mascot.
Ooh. Oh boy!
Two gigs in one throw. Who knew?
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's good experience. That's good. You can put that in your resume.
Though what's interesting is the costume came with vinyl boxing gloves.
Boxing kangaroo.
9 out of 10 people didn't get it.
Really
interesting.
I had to take them off because people didn't get it.
That's weird.
Really.
That surprises me.
Hmm. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. It's just, I guess people weren't really thinking, you know, kangaroo. They were thinking, oh my God, what is that?
Oh God, it's pink.
And it has
pink and orange,
gloves.
What the hell?
I have to keep composure because I'm on the phone with a customer. But what the fuck is that?
Remain calm. Remain calm.
That's I knew coming funny. In drunk to work was a bad idea.
Someone slipped me shrooms. What the fuck?
Which, going back to the bear
don't
costume,
show any fear.
There was
make
another...
yourself as large as possible.
I did have to go back to the bear costume. Bear actually had to wander through the call center in Burnsville as well. Mm. But it was to announce the fact that Frontier was partnering with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
But it's still a bear.
Yeah.
So what do you do to dress up a bear to get it to think Vikings?
Purple and yellow horned helmet with
yes.
blonde braids hanging down from
yes.
it.
Yes!
You give it an axe! Bear axe?
You know what I got?
What did you get?
I got a green hula skirt.
What?
And a purple sun hat.
Oh, that's
and
football, yeah.
What?
That's good.
The delay was purple and green with one or two yellow ones still on there.
Oh.
You know, when I think football, I think Hawaii.
I think
definitely
bear.
Think Hawaii.
Right after helmet, I think Hawaii.
Naturally,
like,
yes.
Helmet comes first, then Hawaii.
Huh. Sort of huh sounds.
Right.
Right.
So it really, it just there are some great pictures of me in this hula get-up in a bear costume.
Huh.
And I was
Hawaii
also sick that day.
And,
so it's like having this
Vikings.
Fever where you are dying already and then you're just overheated to the max.
Vikings.
We had to get the costume cleaned afterward for fear that somebody else would get sick off of me.
Sweaty Dan.
Because, I mean, considering the fat suit and the carpet and everything, mm-hmm. you are sweating a pound a minute.
Ugh. I bet. I've never worn a fat suit before, but I bet it'd be pretty hot.
I wear a fat suit all the
time. Yeah.
But yours isn't on top of, you know, an existing one.
True. Very true.
Hmm.
Thankfully.
Very true.
So, that was kind of...
It's a makeshift
mic
check. Mic
check, more or less, give or take. I mean,
yay.
Yeah. I mean, both of you, of course, when you have something to say, make sure you're leaning into the mic and...
Because yeah, you want with the pop filter, you want to get almost a little bit closer,
like here.
Yeah, that's nice.
Just because it does stop
nice.
A little bit of your volume with it right between you and the mic.
Okay, mm-hmm.
But it's going to prevent the and the
all the noises that I continue to make because the other one is still lost in China, apparently.
Yeah.
Though I did contact the guy on eBay China. And said, hey,
eBay,
could you send me like a tracking number so I have some confidence?
Yeah.
I know it takes up to a month, but it's almost been a month, so.
Do they know where it is in China? Or have they caught, is it like a lost cause? It's still coming?
I ordered it like 2 months ago.
Oh.
And then three of them showed up, but one of them got stopped by customs for some reason.
Strange.
So he said, hey, stopped by customs. Do you still want it or do you want a refund? It's like, you know, I've spent the time. Just send it. Just we'll make do. But at this point, you know, I need to get another one of those mic stands for me so that I can crowd the table as well. But I'm going to need another one of those things, too, because I'm very bad at putting the mic down here when I make PSMD noises. But before we start, would you like to start?
Yeah, and do we have any news today?
Netflix changed their iPad interface is a big thing. And on top of that, Netflix also had a 6% rise in their stock because it was rumored that Verizon might be the person who actually buys Netflix to take it off their hands.
Netflix is for sale.
That's right.
It's not so much that they're for sale, but the idea was expressed.
We'll get it in. We can talk about it more in the episode.
Because I was going to bring up stuff about Netflix anyway, so I was going to give honorable mention. And then I did download the upgrade so that we can show that as well. So, you know, everyone can be like, ooh, it's interesting, but not the same as online interface, so who cares?
Cool.
I'm really disappointed in the new Xbox interface from Netflix.
You know, I'm really disappointed in my Wi-Fi connector for my Xbox that actually needs to be unplugged and replugged every time that I want to sign on to Xbox Live. And I'm really regretting giving Dave the other one.
Bummer, man.
Yeah. That's my rant on Xbox. I'm going to be right back. Would anyone like another beverage? Because we are going to be sitting here for roughly an hour at a time. Also a good time for bathroom breaks if need be.
I'll take a soda.
I'm good.
Soda?
I'm good.
Good? Oh, yeah.
Hey, I didn't make it to the Holodazzle Parade.
It's still going.
Is it worth it?
I've been in it. It's fun.
Really?
It's cool.
Yeah, I think I'd enjoy if I was in it.
It's really nice.
I really don't think you'd enjoy it tonight, though.
Well, no.
It's festive.
It's only a little rainy. Weekends, I believe.
Is it like Thursday through Sunday or something?
Yeah.
I'm discussing weather or not.
No, I understand that.
So it'd be really bad tonight.
Yeah, just be like, there is no parade and I'm wet. Fuck this.
That'd be terrible.
Let's see. Okay, this is pretty good.
I wasn't interested in going this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because we almost did last weekend, but came back here and fell asleep instead. So
that happens.
I was interested in Hall Dazzle this weekend, plus hanging out at Nicollet Mall.
See, I like Nicollet Mall, and I'm like, Nicollet Mall with a parade would make Nicollet Mall even more fun.
And then you could get an Irish coffee or something of the equivalent at the local.
Exactly.
Or you could go to Brits, or you could go to the newsroom.
Right. That would be enjoyable.
I got a new candle this week from the Yankee Candle.
Is your computer loud? Or is that your Xbox? Computer.
The Xbox is not on.
I need to break that off into its own thing.
Thank you, sir.
Which I'm going to be doing because I have found a VGA wireless adapter where I can just plug it into a USB and then broadcast it wirelessly so it'll be over there and out of the way and by the fiber so I'll get the best internet that I can.
Nice. Okay. Good, because I am getting it a bit over the system.
It's a combination of that, the fan, the couch, and occasionally the furnace.
I think it's primarily.
No, it's definitely primarily that, but
because I'm not hearing any of this. I mean, in terms of ambient sound.
The only real ambient sound that I can hear at this point is not the rest of that, but it's always the couch.
Getting that now.
For me, it's always the crickets.
Yeah. Okay.
I like her hat.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay. Let's see if that makes a difference.
I mean,
mean, you know, we could turn off the computer, but then we'd be,
yes, then we would not be recording an episode.
Then we'd just be sitting here chatting, and what's really the point thereof?
Yeah.
God.
We don't do that.
I don't talk to you people.
So there's that one.
God.
Okay. That, that helps quite a bit, actually.
Fucking bastard gouge.
That gets rid of some of the high frequency stuff.
Right.
That's good. Cool. Okay, we're ready to jet. Set to jet. So, any moment now.
Let's see. Today is the
14th of December.
We are in the
Frank Oz Memorial Terrarium.
We're not in a terrarium. I veto that.
And one thing that I've been noticing, we all have last names too.
That's even true. That's true. Even me.
Even you, Adam Erdman.
For that occasional case when somebody new is listening, it's like, oh, it's Adam Dan. Who?
AJ is not new, doesn't have a last name, though.
I have no last name. I'm like Cher.
He's wearing a red shirt today, so. If you die, no one will be surprised.
I'm doomed. Phase me now.
I saw someone get vaporized by a disruptor earlier in an extremely painful way. From the inside out. By the collector dude on Next Generation.
Oh, yes.
That was a ridiculous episode.
It's awkward.
Yeah. She was all like, ah!
Oh.
And he I remembered like, what I...
Ooh, I need to do a couple things because last week I was a bad person and kind of forgot to do something important.
Did you not take a picture?
I did not take a picture last week. Because I am a horrible person, but I did have that stock one of the Christmas tree.
Oh, good.
So I saved it. But I need evidence that people were here and Adam and I aren't crazy. So we are going to do once it focuses, and I'm going to tilt it down like that. And we can be, yeah, there we go. We need to be nice and take the picture. I am pushing the button. It clicked. Thank you.
My smile started shaking. I'm sorry.
I wasn't smiling.
I'm like...
No, I kind of like this because both of you are leaning forward to the point where it looks like you're trying to hide from the sign itself. Because it's coming down on both of you. Okay. It's coming from above. I think that seals the deal.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Excellent.
And
seal the deal.
Puppy.
Mm. Puppy. Mm. Oh, puppy with a coat.
Is it supposed to be Pippi Longstocking?
I think it's Pippi.
Okay. At the Holidazzle. But I also have to be angry about the Holidazzle because for the longest time, my dad was the Cowardly Lion in the Wizard of Oz section every opening night for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, Macy's bought out that entire section, so they give preferential treatment to their employees volunteers.
Yeah, whatever.
Because one year I was the Tin Man with him, which was fun. The Scarecrow with him.
Uh-huh.
So it's always just like, hey, wow, I've been doing this with a guy who's been doing this for years.
Macy's takes over everything and then they ruin it.
Yeah, basically.
I miss Dayton's.
Marshall
Fields.
Oh, but it was Dayton's before it was Marshall Fields. Fields ruined Dayton's. And then Macy's ruined Marshall Fields. So
Macy's ruined it all.
Mervyn's.
Yeah. Mervyn's.
Although
California.
Macy's is one of the only places you can get good bow ties.
True.
Cheap good bow ties.
Yes, very true.
So I'm not going to complain.
There was something in my eye all of a sudden.
That was like a Webbo noise.
That was a Webbo noise. Kids at home. Webbo is AJ's tiny, adorable pup.
Aww.
Doggy.
Tiny, adorable, and angry.
Okay, so I am getting the stopwatch ready so that we can be timely as usual.
Yes. Quite soon.
And so, time for some silence.